We're now beginning our discussion on chapter number 7, which is enhancing support for learning and development functionality through the HRIS systems. There are certain important objectives that we are aiming at through the discussions. So after going through this chapter, you will be able to understand the critical aspects of leveraging the power of e-learning or electronic learning in the L&D module designing. Another key concept that will be discussed over here is that of the learning management system and its applications. We will also look at infusing the contemporary practices of the social media into traditional L&D practices for more collaborative efforts. Applying cutting-edge technologies in the L&D propagation is also a topic of interest that will be discussed in depth in this particular chapter. As is customary, we are now going to run through a few introduction slides. As mentioned in the previous slide, let us look at the introductory part of this chapter. In today's competitive environment, it is essential to foster a culture of learning and development by infusing various elements of knowledge gain. A training program or an intervention thus becomes essential for the purpose of meeting the specific problems of a particular organization arising out of the introduction of new lines of production, changes in design, the demands of the competition, creating new services in the markets, and reducing stagnancy of employees. These may include classroom-based training, e-learning, and on-the-job training to create an engaged workforce. Studies show that engaged employees are better prepared to reach their personal as well as the organizational goals, hence making them more productive. The need for today's systems is the creation of a holistic set of measures that can quantify the effectiveness and value of the training and then make better decisions based on these metrics. Training interventions can help employees to increase their levels of performance on their present assignment. Training increases the skill of an employee in the performance of a particular job. Increased performance and productivity because of training are more evident on the part of new employees who are not yet fully aware of the most efficient and effective ways of performing their job. An increase in the skill usually leads and helps in increasing both the quantity and quality of the performance of employees. Thus, a robust learning management system helps the organization achieve the above-mentioned objectives. The learning management systems thus should seamlessly connect employee training and performance metrics to give managers a clear picture of how the learning initiatives drive the organization's success. Thus, the HR managers today are expected to manage all the learning assets easily from one central location. This means tracking all types of learning activities, including managing registrations, withdrawals, waiting lists, cancellations, or even creating a training program by grouping multiple training activities. HRIS managers need to supervise a learning management system functions that enables the management to face the pressure of changing environment. They need to make the employees understand that training usually results in an increase of quantity and quality of performance, and it also leads to job satisfaction and a higher morale of the employees than what was before the training intervention was undertaken. Aside from the automation part, the training is aligned to other modules such as performance and competency gaps. Thus, if there's a gap in the management skills, this is included in the learning and development module so that appropriate training is provided. In today's knowledge-driven world, the pace of change is so fast that it even defies Moore's law. To remain competitive, the organizations have to become strategically agile. This advantage to the organizations will come only from the core competencies which are developed in the individuals who are the employees working for that organization. Such levels of excellence can be achieved only by investing in the people. Investment must not confine to compensation or remuneration only, but must also entail the inputs aimed at updating the skills of these employees. Thus, training is one such magical potion to cure the organization of its sluggishness, which may creep in because of organizational inertia and the rigmarole jobs. We We shall continue this discussion in the next slide as well. So employee training and development is the crucial tool which enhances productivity of an organization. The traditional methods of training and development are time-consuming and hence become ineffective in a variety of situations. Since jobs have become more sophisticated and influenced by technological changes, the success and enhancement of employees' productivity has become a focal area for the HR department due to the fact that employees need constant improvement and motivation to achieve the organizational's goals and objectives. After the newly appointed employees join the organization, it becomes necessary to impart training to them in order to make them competent for the jobs that they are supposed to handle. In modern industrial environment, the need for training of employees is widely recognized to keep the employees in touch with the new technological developments. Every organization must therefore have a systematic training program and training modules through HRIs which support this program for the growth and development of its employees. So training is a process of learning a sequence of programmed behavior. It is the application of knowledge. It gives people an awareness of the rules and procedures to guide their behavior. It attempts to promote or improve their performance on the current job or prepare them for an unintended job. The purpose of training is to achieve a change in the behavior of those trained and to enable them to do their jobs better. Thus, the competitive business environment is forcing the HR professionals to optimize learning and development resources. So, as a part of this chapter, we need to also be aware of the concept of learning management systems, which we are going to discuss in a broad manner in the subsequent slides that will follow after the introduction. These systems become a core part of the L&D modules of the HRIS application. They began simply as registration and record keeping software to manage instructor-led instruction, but today encompass a huge multitude of activities and functionalities. We're going to look at some of them in the next slide. So learning management system, or an LMS, is a platform that helps L&D and HR managers manage and organize educational materials online and conduct online courses. The LMS helps streamline the learning processes by providing a central location for accessing material online and developing of content. The LMS software is used by small as well as mid-sized and big organizations. The LMS software benefits administrators and employees alike. They can access and upload course material, such as calendars, syllabus, assignments, and grades for the employees. The LMS platforms also allows instructors and administrators to track participant progress on an individual basis and at the aggregate level. The software also helps minimize the users of paper materials and supports remote learning. To provide you some statistics of the vendors that are available, there are at least 500 LMSs, small and large, available in the market. These are of course not including education and open source LMSs, which are also available. Many organizations and educational institutions have developed their own LMSs, but they do not market them as they are specialized for their own needs. As of early 2020, there are also at least 200 learning management content systems, or LCMSs, which provide more functionality such as 350 course authoring tools and more than 100 virtual classrooms. Some of the simplest LMSs just provide a platform for launching and tracking of e-learning. Some of the prominent vendor organizations currently are the Google Classroom, Schoolology Learning, Canvas, Moodle, and Blackboard Learn. We will have a detailed look at the e-learning modules and more on LMS in the upcoming slides as well. Along with a discussion about the e-learning as well as the LMS functionalities, in this chapter, we are also going to gain insights on the use of social media platforms to make learning a collaborative and a social event. Finally, we shall also discuss about the infusion of technology like the artificial intelligence through chatbots and augmented reality tools. These cutting-edge and modern tools have been institutionalized into the module related to L&D in the HRIS in order to cater to the growing needs of the competitive business environment. In the next slide, we shall begin discussions on leveraging the power of electronic learning or e-learning in the L&D module design. As mentioned in the previous slide, we have now moved out from the introductory portion of this chapter to discussion about leveraging the power of electronic learning in the L&D module design. For any organization to grow in an organic manner, there's a vital need for developing its human capital, that is, its employees. It is one thing to possess knowledge, but yet another thing to put it to effective use. It is thus essential to help develop skills and also update the knowledge. Trained employees make better economic use of materials and equipment, resulting in reduction of wastage and spoilage. The training interventions instruct the employees towards better job adjustment and reduce the rate of employee turnover and absenteeism. Especially in a radically and a rapidly changing society, the employee training and development is not just an activity that is desirable, but also an activity that an organization must commit resources to if it is to maintain a viable and knowledgeable workforce. Conventionally, training of employees has been more of a face-to-face affair, but with the rapid changes, the organizations have adopted electronic mediums to disseminate the power of learning. Thus, the e-learning environment has become common in the design of the L&D submodules. As mobile devices and laptops, as well as cloud-enabled devices, become the primary method of accessing the corporate intranet and internet, they are also an increasingly core aspect of accessing the learning resources and academic information. The HR managers in this context should ensure the evaluation and optimization of various LMS systems for developing mobile-friendly and cloud-friendly versions for employees that are new to this platform, particularly in areas like video content, forums, and grade reporting, as well as the assessments. On a conceptual level, electronic learning or e-learning is the design, sequencing, and integration of all electronic and non-electronic components of learning. This is done to deliver optimum improvement in competence and performance of the participants. E-learning refers to the use of electronic media and information and communication technologies in the organizations. It replicates and supplements the process of classroom teaching in an electronic form. In a recent survey done on the topic of e-learning, 51% of HR decision makers said that online e-learning or ongoing e-learning has a direct effect on boosting employee morale, satisfaction, and longevity. The study found that e-learning makes learning 17% more effective. It is also found that e-learning requires 40 to 60% less employee time than classroom training. We will continue discussion about some elements of this slide in the next one as well. In a classroom, knowledge is delivered by the L&D professional who manages the portions and sequence of the content to be trained and delivers a prescribed curriculum to a set of learners. Similarly, e-learning involves efficiently managing and distributing relevant content to the consumers or the employees of an organization. To understand why e-learning is the tool of choice for corporate training, it is important to understand the target audience. Employees today are keen to learn and upskill as a part of upgrading themselves. If an organization does not provide ample learning opportunities, its employees may go and join a competitor. According to LinkedIn's 2018 Workplace Learning Report, 94% of employees say they will stick with an employer that invests in their developments and will not be looking at jobs outside. The e-learning industry can be said to be broadly comprised of four components: content, management system, delivery or distribution system, and consumers or customers. An efficient collaboration of all the three, content, management system, and delivery or distribution systems, leads to a satisfying and successful e-learning experience for a consumer. The power of online training and knowledge management is thus magnified when they are used in a good amount of combination. Today's learners want personalized content at their point of need. Since they are mostly on the move, they prefer being able to access content anytime and from anywhere. The organizations thus are required to move from building single learning programs, courses, databases or tools to building an e-learning composite architecture for the organizations for the development of human resources. An e-learning program therefore becomes essential for the purpose of meeting the specific problems of a particular organization arising out of the introduction of new lines of production, changes in design, and rapidly changing demands from the markets. This is due to the fact that learners are busy multitasking and have a limited attention span as well. If organizations want them to learn something new, they have to offer relevant information in an interactive fashion. Also, what can be offered is bite-sized pieces of information that do not take too much time to consume. Thus, these powerful modules can help employees to increase their levels of performance on their present assignments. The e-learning programs increase the skill of employees in the performance of a particular job. Online learning has features that cater to the modern learner preferences, hence its rise in popularity. In this context, advantages of e-learning are on the rise. With online learning, the learners can access content anywhere and anytime. They don't need to take the time out from their jobs to attend the classes. E-learning is also cost effective. Organizations save a substantial amount on the travel and accommodation costs of both learners and instructors, as well as the venues and materials, because everything happens online. No printing, which helps in the reduction of the carbon footprint too. Hence, increased performance and productivity because of this kind of training is most evident on the part of new employees who are not fully yet aware of the most efficient and effective ways of performing on the job. An increase in the skill usually helps to increase both quality and quantity of the output. It has been observed that there has been a phenomenal increase in the morale, less supervisory pressures, improved product quality, increased financial incentives, internal promotions due to such training programs which have been offered online. Thus, this has subsequently resulted in improving the organizational climate. HRM and L&D managers need to understand the fact that modern learners prefer content which is interactive and, as mentioned in a previous slide, bite-sized or small content which is easily absorbed and applied. They would rather watch a video or listen to a podcast than read through pages of a manual. E-learning tools enable learning designers to make the content interactive. The more engaging the content is, the better the learners remember the information. If they enjoy learning, they can be able to recall and apply the concepts at the workplace as well. We will discuss more about this in the next slide as well. A critical benefit of online learning or e-learning is that it is highly scalable. The management can roll it out to as many employees needed and is a one-time investment. The more learners that take the course, the faster there is a return on the investment and the more proficient the performance of the employees. E-learning programs have also influenced the field of management development. This is the critical element of L&D which is a long-term educational process utilizing a systematic and organized procedure by which managerial personnel learn conceptual and theoretical knowledge. Thus, development also happens in a prolific manner and is a related process which is comprehensively covered by the current e-learning modules. Training a person for a bigger and a higher job is development. These not only are critical activities which improve job performance, but also those that bring about growth about the holistic personality of the employees. It has been observed that e-learning modules help individuals in the progress towards maturity and the actualization of their potential capacities. In organizational terms, it is intended to equip the employees to earn promotions and hold greater responsibilities. Thus, online learning provides consistent and standardized training every instance. Each learner goes through the same experience regardless of when and where he or she takes the course. So with e-learning modules, the aspect of management development starts producing change in behavior quicker than the conventional methods. Each learner has unique preferences and learning goals that must be taken into consideration while designing the electronic learning modules of the e-learning module. This allows learners to choose their learning path and navigate at their own pace when they decide what to learn and when they remain invested in the course or learning about this course. The change frequently consists of a number of small steps resulting from e-learning, but the cumulative effect is considerable. It is also basic that a terminal behavior is identified before the developmental effort starts. With e-learning modules, the aspect of management development starts producing changes in behavior quicker than the conventional methods. The change frequently consists of a number of small steps resulting from e-learning, but the cumulative effort is considerable. It is also basic that a terminal behavior is identified, which was mentioned in the previous slide. Thus, technology has impacted various industries and markets on a global scale, and advancements are being still introduced, changing the way we live, work, and study. E-learning has undergone significant upgrades since the expansion of the e-learning trend, and it seems like things are just going in the right direction with the evolution that is happening currently. The individual will not be able to perform his or her job better, but also increase the potential for future assignments through the acquisition, understanding, and use of new knowledge, insights, and skills that will be provided through the e-learning module. A critical advantage here is that there are no geographical boundaries involved. So one of the main advantages that come into discussion is the accessibility. E-learning eliminates all restrictions, allowing employees from all over the world to complete the courses or trainings that they're interested in. Prominent MNCs like Microsoft or BMW will greatly benefit a lot because of the e-learning modules, because of their presence in a huge number of countries spread across the globe. Those who are either physically or psychologically unable to be present in a classroom can continue their educational development through online courses and aspire for higher positions in the organization. So the success of an electronic learning system is based on the premises of the quality of the content. There are some key factors affecting and sometimes challenging different components of e-learning modules, which every designer must keep in consideration. Combining education with work or other activities can often be challenging for many. One of the factors that has brought so much appeal to learning methodologies influenced by technology is the mobility and the flexibility that is involved. The behavior of the learner is affected by the robustness of learning, flexibility offered while learning, and also on the cognitive levels of the learners that need to be considered while designing this particular module on e-learning. As e-learning serves an ever-changing market, the designers need to focus on a targeted set of consumers. When it comes to content generation or collation is very important as well. Regulatory norms and curriculum, corporate and consumer requirements have to be met through the e-learning content. Management systems have to be efficient, should support simple and seamless integration of content from different sources, and should be scalable to support the needs of the growing demands. The e-learning gives employees the chance to study at any place and at any time, accommodating their needs perfectly. Today's learners want a personalized mobile approach to education, and that is exactly what this option provides. The distribution and delivery systems can take the form of immersive and game-based learning. Learning portals and hardware support, such as support for tablet and phablet, and delivery through them. Inclusion of adaptive learning models is also on the rise these days, with startups trying to bring in these models to make e-learning very personalized and lucrative. With e-learning, the reach of educators is virtually infinite. With the money and time saved, more resources can be preserved as well. The scalability enhances the effects of learning and teaching processes, helping both parties involved. In the next slide, we will discuss a few more elements about what we have left from here. It is also observed that many employees often cannot participate fully, sometimes leaving early due to the contingency of the business. With little time to spare, the employees say that they don't have the luxury to take time to learn. It is not something they seek out to do. Instead, the organization should try to find the right course that would attract executives. A good example that I could cite over here is through my experience while working with several IT companies, where we created bite-sized training programs which lasted anywhere from 10 minutes to a couple of hours, which helped such employees to attend an asynchronous form of learning or learning which happened on their demand. Thus, it has been shown that e-learning can often be more effective. More employees are able to grasp the information received when they benefit from increased flexibility. The positive nature of e-learning practices also brings better results to organizations training their employees. It is also time to change the approach to develop a learning architecture that's designed for learners from the inception. Thus, designers of modules in L&D should focus on building a robust e-learning architecture. While traditional educational methods still have their undisputed role, online learning comes with a leaping advantage in terms of schedule freedom for the employees of any organization. Keeping up with a strict curriculum might inconvenience many employees, preventing them from achieving the performance that they have aspired for at the start. This can be easily removed by using methods which help them learn on demand. Thus, a learning architecture is not the same as a fixed curriculum, but generally refers to organizations and the relationship of courses to create the appropriate learning sequence curriculum. It is important but insufficient to define a complete learning architecture. So tweaks, changes, and customization in the level needs to be done while designing the electronic learning modules or the e-learning modules which come in handy for organizations. From IT-enabled learning to classroom training, independent study, monitoring, and work experience become most important components of growth for employees. Full-time employees or individuals who simply don't have the necessary time to attend physical classes are no longer left behind. Learning and completing courses after work in the evening, on the weekends, or when they have spare time is possible through this digital mode. The L&D designers can use specific key performance indicators to determine appropriate content and resources to help such learners achieve their goals through e-learning. It is thus vital to verify whether existing courses facilitate the learning of key tasks and create new e-learning content when there are gaps. The end result is a checklist of self-directed activities for a learner to complete that add value to the learner. E-learning courses allow employees to enjoy a self-paced training schedule, as mentioned in the several slides before. They can learn according to their own time, being easier to incorporate learning in their busy corporate life, regardless of specifics. So here is that particular checklist, which is provided in a concise manner with the help of this particular image. This includes answering of guided questions in an e-module, sharing answers to guided questions in an online forum, meeting to discuss an issue with a small online peer group, collaborative learning that happens, population of test scores. So these could be valuable elements of the planning checklist before the module has been designed completely. In this particular slide, we are now initiating discussions about the next important concept in this chapter, which is the learning management systems or LMS application systems. A learning management system is a software application or a web-based technology that is used to plan, implement, and assess a specific learning process. It is used for e-learning practices and, in its most common form, consists of two elements: a server that performs the base functionality and a user interface that is operated by instructors, students, and administrators. Both corporations and educators may use learning management systems to organize and create content for learning or training purposes. Many of the people here who are listening to this have already been through an LMS or have experience encoding or putting in data to the LMS and being a part of the learning management systems. The software focuses on digital learning as the primary education medium and allows the creators and instructors to design new content as well. The LMS platforms also manage in-person and offline learning as well. We will continue discussion about LMS and its benefits in the next slide.